What's good, Struggers? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders. I am back with a brand new episode of Struggler's Secrets for Season 6. And I hope this past Wednesday you had a great Valentine's Day. And just got some love. Or loved yourself. But jumping right on into this episode. And it's a juicy episode. I was like, wait, is this the, you know, season finale? I was like, no, it ain't season finale. And then the season finale next week, oh my God, you're going to be like, ooh. So, if you thought I spilled the tea before, if you thought I've spilled the tea before, oh, it's getting juicy. Okay, so this, you know by the title, today's episode, He Made Me Come Twice. So, I'm going to dive right on into it, okay? So, I'm trying to remember this because, okay, yeah, I do remember this. So, this was a few years ago. Dang, this was 5 years ago now at this point. Exactly 5 years ago. Not exactly, like, month to month, but it happened 5 years ago. So, I remember this guy gave me a head in his bedroom chair and he made me come. And I'm trying to go back to that night, cause that was like, I hadn't had head many times at that point. Because I had only become sexually active. I started becoming sexually active. Yeah, it was like a year and some change, like a year and 3 months, like 15 months at that point. So, right? Maybe 15, 16 months, but it was like right at the cusp of a year. So yeah, I hadn't had head. A lot. So I was still getting used to that feeling. And at first, I never used to come from here, honestly. And I honestly used to be the guy who liked to have bait sessions and stuff like that. So I don't know if that was the point to where I changed and I liked head more. But yeah. Maybe come from head. And then he ate me out while I sat on his face. Now listen, I'm a thick dude. Okay? So he was on the floor and he had me hovering over his face. So I was like, yeah. And it felt great. It felt amazing. I would like, and it was only a few minutes because I made him stop because I'm like, yeah, I'm about to crush you. Because it was feeling so good. My I don't know what I'm about to say. But my legs were buckling. I was like, yeah, I can't be here for, you know, have a good time and then get charged with a murder because I didn't sound his face. So, yeah. I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want to kill the man because I got a lot of juice. I got a lot of thickness. So, or at least I didn't want it. Well, I don't know. Some guys like to be suffocated anyway. So I may have stopped that. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Having a partner, boyfriend, fiance, husband. Eat me out for a long. Because he wasn't even going in, honestly. He was just, you know, literally almost doing the bare minimum. So having a guy know how to work his tongue and, you know, how to use his fluids from his mouth and things like it has technique and stuff like that. Yeah, because I'm very verbal, especially when it feels good. So, yeah. Looking forward to that. But anyway, so that was in the chair when he gave me head, and then I was standing up when he ate me out. So then I got in his bed, and then he jerked me off, and we kind of jerked him off a little bit, but he was like, no, I'm here to, you know, focus on you. So I was like, okay, cool. So then he gave me a head again until I came, so he made me come twice. It made me come twice. Now, I've had back-to-back orgasms alone, and I think I talked about it before, but I've never had, like, I've had back-to-back orgasms, but for me, they're the type that I've seen it before, but I've never heard it been talked about. So, for me, either I have to be really turned on, or I haven't jerked off in, like, days or, you know, a while, whatever. I remember I did this, like, a couple times when I was 18. Yeah, like two or three times. One time it was the day after the day. So it was a day and then another, like the day right after I had did that. Remember my first time in college. So I was 18, fresh out of high school, my first college, first semester. Yeah, I went to high school and I went to a big high school. My graduating class is almost 1,000 people, which people don't even, you don't hear that. But so going to college is like tens of thousands, it's like 20,000 people, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of guys, okay, and a lot of fine men's, as I like to say, there's a lot of fine men on that campus. So I think, you know, being 18, you know, when I can do what I want to do, and seeing all the fine men, it did something to me mentally and it turned me on. Because I was, oh my God. And it's, my hormones was just going crazy. Even when I had went home for Thanksgiving break, I was still horny. I was like, gee, I was coming multiple times a day. I was jerking out multiple times a day. I was like, Lord. So I was still turned on even when I went home for Thanksgiving. But It was just a plethora of men. I remember just going to the gym. Well, the rec center, which is, you know, there's a gym in there, with my friend. And I actually had told her about my sexuality. So she knew. So that made it even more fun. It's not like I'm just looking and I'm hiding, you know. So we were both talking. And she was like, yeah, you ain't tripping. She was like, I ain't told her about the orgasm or anything like that. But she was like, you ain't tripping. There's a lot of fine men. And she did try to reach out to me on Facebook as far as, like, friending me on Facebook. But the way that friendship ended, I was just like, yeah, you know. I know we were young. We were both fresh adults. We both were 18. But she threw me on, I'll tell this real quick. She threw me under the bus. So the whole semester we had been cool. I had knew her from high school. Definitely sophomore year. And she was cool. Because we had the same study hall. So we were actually getting in trouble because we would be laughing and talking too much. But that was sophomore year of high school. So fast forward. Two or three years later, anyway. We were in college, and her dorm was, like, right next to mine. So I would stay in a dorm building, and her dorm building was right behind mine. So we would go to each other's dorms, and then I befriended her friend, and then her friends, her roommate's friends, and they were twins. We all became friends, but then somehow, because her roommate was just, she was just a bit extra, and my friend had been telling me that she had been doing stuff, and that her room was low-key hating on her. Because I won't go into all that, but yeah, she was hating on her. And it was valid what she was saying. And I was like, yeah, she been doing this, she been doing that. And it wasn't me talking about it. We both saw what she was talking about. So we both, you know, was like, yeah, we wasn't really feeling the roommate. It wasn't no shade. It was just us venting. But she went back and told the roommate what I said. But not what she said. I'm like, we were both agreeing, but you made it seem like I was talking about her. And, like, I was trying to shade her, and we wasn't agreeing. Like, oh, I just told you all this stuff. You came to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? So, that, I stopped being her friend, and, of course, the roommate's friend, because the roommate was mad at me. And then, those other two friends, and I'm like, okay. So, yeah, that was very disappointing, because we were close that whole semester. So, but I think it was kind of good, because we might have been a little bit too close. You know what I mean? I remember one time she blew up my phone and I didn't answer, and she still came to my dorm. She still came to my dorm building. And I didn't answer my phone because I was trying to flirt with this dude that I thought liked me. Anyway. I said all that to say, that friend we were talking, now that I got mad again, let me go back to being happy. But yeah, me and that friend we were talking, and we was like, yeah, there's a lot of fine men at that gym. So we was watching the men upstairs, because the way our rec center was, it was a two-story rec center, so it was a gym upstairs, but then it had like a hole, not a hole, but it had an opening. So there, it was a track on the second floor, then it was a gym to the left, and then there was like a few machines in the back. So there's an opening, so you could see the downstairs. Downstairs had like a basketball court, the bathrooms, everything the whole nine, and then a pool and everything. It was a nice rec center. So we was watching the men play basketball, and it was nice seeing them sweaty and seeing things, you know, more pronounced in their shorts, if you know what I mean. And then going into the gym, it was very nice seeing them as well. And I think I think the thing that was really hot, you know, I haven't used to seeing high school guys. You know, high school guys, we still kids technically. So everything is not, you know, even at 18, everything is still not fully developed and formed. But especially in high school, so that it wasn't the muscles and, you know, things that were pronounced in their shorts and their clothes wasn't hitting on what it was hitting on in college. Because these men that come to play, they was obviously grown, okay? In this school, they were, I remember at the orientation, which was two months prior to when school started, they were trying to get it on. I remember somebody told me they were trying to get it, yeah, they was trying to get it cracking, if you know what I mean. They was trying to have sex. Not with me, but I'm just saying in general. I remember people's, I'm like, yeah, they came here for just a night. Don't wait for that to start in August. Have, you know, be liberated and have fun and be away from your family for the first time in August so you can really enjoy it. No, it was like, I got this night. I'm going to make it happen tonight. I remember that. It was because it's like murmur. I don't remember how I know, but I remember hearing it for sure. Hearing about it. And I remember this one girl. Now that I remember, So, I remember we had lunch after we were done with our first few places we were supposed to go for college orientation. And then we were eating lunch, and this one girl, was like, well, you can't tell. I'm trying to remember what she said, but she was like, and this is like a predominantly black college, so this this girl was like, you can't tell me every girl ain't thought about eating out another girl. I said, yes, I can. I said, I ain't never heard of that. It wasn't me trying to shame it, but for me, it was like she was trying to make it seem like she, you know, if that's how you feel, that's fine, but don't try to generalize it to try to make it justifiable. It's justifiable because it's how you feel. It's okay to have those thoughts, but don't try to make it seem like that's how everybody else is. Because that's not true. Just talk about yourself. Don't try to generalize it. But yeah, I mean, I remember saying that and everybody fell out laughing. And then after that, I remember this one girl was like, yeah, that's not, I ain't never thought about that. And I ain't never had no friends say they thought about that. So I'm like, sis, you might need to explore when school starts in August. Because, yeah, because you talking about eating out other girls. I don't think that's a thing. You know what I mean? Like, because I know every guy doesn't think about being with a guy. I know that's not true. It just pertains to the person. So I was like, yeah, sis, don't try to. Yeah, we had a very eventful orientation. That orientation was for 19 hours, okay? So the first day was 12 hours. Let me make sure I got my map. No, the first orientation was for, yeah, it was for 14 hours. I mean 14 hours. It was from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Yes. And then I remember not even going to sleep till 1 a.m. because I'm trying to remember why. Because I know I went out to eat. So then that took some time, and then unpacking and stuff like that, and yeah. So I didn't go to sleep till 1 a.m. And my roommate, which is cool, they actually let me stay all night in the dorm. My roommate was a girl, so it was co-ed. I thought that was different, but hey. Of course, I didn't do anything to myself, or, you know, that was cool. But I slept for 5 hours and woke up at 6. Because for me, it takes me a while to get ready, especially in a new place. So if I'm at home, it takes me like an hour to get ready, but in a new place where you don't know the bathrooms, and then you got to actually get to the buildings that they're talking about. I gave myself 2 hours. Oh, and then to eat, and that takes time to go down to the dining hall. So I gave myself 2 hours to get ready and stuff like that and eat. So I got up at 6, and then our day started at 8. So that was from 8 to 1. So first day was 14 hours. Second day was 5 hours. So, yeah, that was a 19-hour orientation. And I was just like, dang, I ain't where they do this at. I ain't never heard no orientation being 2 days, okay, and the first day being 14. I ain't never worked for no 14 hours. I remember I kept saying, I'm like, we need to be getting paid for this, because that's a lot. That's a long time. I'm trying to think. I might have slept for 14 hours once in my life, but I ain't never done nothing for no 14 hours. Travel? No, I ain't never done nothing for 14 hours, so yeah, that was just a lot. I don't know how I did that. That's a lot. And I was on my feet the entire time. And it was summer, so it was hot. It was June. It was June, so it was definitely hot. But, yeah, so I'd say I remember that orientation was very eventful. It was very fun, but it was eventful because I'm trying to remember back. I remember this one guy. Yeah, I can't remember. Crap. For one, this was, yeah, 2024, 2017. Yeah, this is 7 years ago, so, yeah, hell. I feel old. 7 years? What is crazy? Anyway, yeah. I wasn't even 18 yet. I just realized that I was still 17. Because I was turning 18 in the next month. So, yeah. That is crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, that was a very eventful orientation. Oh, yeah. I was like, how the hell did I even start talking about college? So, yeah, I was talking about college because my friend at the time, we were both looking at the men, and we both was like, oh, yeah. You know, if we would have allowed it, our mouths would have been watering. So, yeah, we would talk about guys. And she had a dude. I ain't going to get into all that because if I tell the whole story, she'll know I'm talking about her. But I doubt she would listen to this show because I don't know. Anyway. We would talk. I remember we were. I was very intentional, okay? So, I remember we was in, like, one of the rooms in the dorms because they had hella rooms. So, they had, like, conference rooms. Music rooms, whatever. They had a whole bunch of just random rooms. So I remember, and I say that in a good way. We were in a conference room, and it was just me and her. And I remember I had a notebook. I was like, okay, I'm about to get a man. Okay, you already got a man. I'm about to get my man. So I remember on a notebook, I was like, okay, here's my options. Option one was the guy who I first met when I, not at orientation, because I already had a friend from orientation because he was the leader. He was orientation leader, so I was cool with him. unbeknownst to me, this guy who's looking at me and making me feel some type of way is his friend. But I'll find that out later. in my life. And he, when I went in, so I'm moving my stuff, and typically colleges have like this, it's usually like, it looked like a trash can thing. It's really like a huge tote on wheels. So I had my stuff and I was going upstairs. I was about to go in the elevator, but before that, you had to check in. So you got to check in and get your key and say who you are and things like that. Show your ID. Hold on. And I remember this dude, he was at the table. He was a black guy. And just to give you more detail, he was brown skinned, so he wasn't dark skinned, he wasn't light skinned, so he was like brown skinned. And he had I don't know if he had hazel eyes, but I remember he's very easy on the eyes. And I remember he just did something to me. Just the way he was talking, I'm like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, bro, what's up? You know, it wasn't like that. It was like, hey, yeah, you know, what's up? I'm so-and-so, and I'm glad you're here. If you need anything, let me know if you need anything, and I'm here. I work. And he was like, I work. He's an RA, so I don't know for every college, but our college, RAs worked at the front desk, you know, so they would help with packages and stuff like that, anything that anybody needed. He was like, yeah, I'll be down at the front desk, you know. So you'll be seeing me. I live in this building, too. I'm the RA for, I think it was floor four. Is it a floor three or four? Is it either floor three or floor four? Try to say that three times fast. Floor four. Floor four. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah. I remember, oh Lord, now I'm going back into how I feel. Jesus. I don't, listen. Hell. Now, I know I wasn't in love with him, but I was definitely smitten with him. I was definitely a smitten kitten, okay? But looking back, I'm like, yeah, he was definitely putting extra on it. It wasn't just your normal, like, hey, what's up? It was like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? So I remember he was on that list that I was writing with my friend. He was at the top of the list. I don't know if I had two or three. I know I had two for sure. I don't know who the third one was, if I had a third one. Did I have a third one? Oh, I might have had a third one. Crap, no, it wasn't him. The guy I'm thinking of, I saw him when I went home for Thanksgiving. He was at a Best Buy working. And my mom totally crapped my style because I wanted to like flirt or say something cute. I didn't want to look lame. I remember she said something. It wasn't like nothing embarrassing, but it was like, you know, she wasn't giving like I'm an adult. I had just turned 18. So we were still working through that process. So she still had said something like, oh, you know, maybe call me my kid nickname or something or whatever, something like that. I was like, dang it. And at the time I hadn't came out, she didn't know that I was out. She didn't know that I was buying or anything. So she didn't know about that. So I couldn't be like, oh yeah, mama like him, and you know, so yeah, it wasn't, yeah. So no, he went on the list, but I'm like, did I put the other dude on the list? It was this real chill dude that was in our class that didn't say much. He started talking towards the end of the semester, but he was real chill. I'm like, dang, he was fine. He was a tall dude. He was lighter than me. And I said, look, I'm not super light, but I'm not like brown. Somebody told me I'm brown skinned, and listen. It don't really matter to me. At the end of the day, I'm black, you know? So I'm not like, ooh, it's not like I would feel bad if I was a darker skin tone. So it's not that. But I'm like, somebody told me I was brown skin. I'm like, no, I've always identified as a light skinned person. So, yeah. So he was lighter than me. He was like, he looked like he could be mixed. You know what I mean? I don't know his ethnic background, but he was like a light skin. So he had very long hair, very curly black hair. Oh my God, why am I getting tingles? Oh my God, and I can't even see his, well, it's like I can't see his eyes or his lips, but I can see his face, if that makes sense. I don't know, with imagery, I'm very imaginative, okay? So I remember a lot, so when I am talking, I usually do see stuff in my mind, so I can almost see it while I'm talking to you. So yeah, I can see like his face, but just not the features while I'm talking to you about him. So I'm like, was he the third one on the list? But anyway, I'm gonna get back to the list. So the second person on the list was a guy who started cutting my hair. And I was like, he's good looking. But he wasn't giving no type of like, oh yeah, I like you. Or he was just real cool. He was real like bro with it. He was like, yeah, what's up? Da da da. I'll cut your hair. You know, he wouldn't overcharge me or anything like that. He'd cut my hair. He'd come on, you know, come to my dorm, and we would find like a random floor or something. Somewhere random in the dorm for him to cut my hair. Come here, he leave. So it wasn't like nothing extra. He wasn't giving no vibes, but I was just like, maybe it could be something. But shout out to my friend at the time, because I will give her that. She was like, no. So I want you to, you know, She was basically like, she was basically saying I'm tripping without saying I'm tripping. She's trying to be nice. So yeah, I don't really, cause she was around us when he was cutting my hair. She was like, yeah, I don't really see him, you know, liking you like that. You know what I mean? He didn't really give me no energy, or he wasn't really doing nothing, you know, to say he liked you. But she's like, the number one dude. She's like, oh yeah, he definitely likes you, cause she would be there for some of the interactions I had with him. And then sometimes I would tell her, cause I'm trying to remember what he would do, cause it was stuff that he would do that I'm like, oh hell yeah. You into me. That's not even me being big headed or like, oh yeah, of course you like me. It wasn't even like that, but it was stuff that he would do. I'm like, oh, okay, come on. But I remember she was there for like some of the interactions we would have. And she was like, just from even what I've seen from just being there with you, so she's like, oh yeah, he definitely likes you. You definitely need to pursue this. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if I pursued him or if I didn't. I don't know what happened. But she's like, oh yeah, we need to. So we were literally on like a witch hunt to find me a man, and he was at the top of my list. So we went with him. So I think I might have went downstairs to talk to him, or went to the building to talk to him, because he was in the same building I lived in, and we had a very long conversation, and it was very much giving like eye gaze. Like I'm like. Usually when you have a conversation, for me, what I do, and usually I think that's kind of normal, what people do, you have a conversation and you like, you thinking, so you might look around a little bit. Not that you can't have eye contact, so you do have eye contact most of the conversation, but some of the conversation, you might look around, you might look up and down, you might look at your phone, you might look around. He was not blinking, he was not looking nowhere, but in my eyesight, he was looking me dead in the eyes the whole time. It was very much giving eye gaze. So I was just like, okay. He was very meaningful with his conversation. It felt very intentional. And I can't remember, because this was 7 years ago, so I can't remember all the details. But he was just doing and saying stuff that, you know, a friend wouldn't be saying or doing with another friend. You know what I mean? And then I find out that he's friends with my orientation leader. So I'm like, okay, like, I remember this. Now I'll get to the tea. And I know this don't have nothing to do. Oh, okay. Yeah, it barely has. The reason why I'm talking about this is because I came twice when I was in college. That was for the first time. And I had came twice because I had, that was my first time really, that was my first time seeing men. So adult men, you know, a lot of adult men at the same time. So I had turned me on, so I came twice. That's why I'm talking about this. Okay. I got to make it make sense somehow. But yeah, he was friends with my orientation leader. The orientation leader was super cool. He had even given me his number so we can, you know, talk here and there before even the semester started. So yeah, we was real cool. So I remember his friend, and I don't remember why we didn't. I would hang out. I would see. No, that's not true. I was about to say, I would see the guy that I'm talking about that I felt like liked me, and I like definitely liked him. More than the orientation, but that's not true. Because he lived in the same building, too. So all three of us lived in the same building. I lived on 4-6. I can't remember. The orientation leader lived on 4-5. He was the RA for 4-5. So they both are RAs. Both live in the same building as me. So they both worked at the front desk. And I would hang out with the orientation leader a lot at the front desk. And I remember, because I was real cool. I am smart with that. I didn't want to come off thirsty or desperate to let him know. But I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you and such, y'all friends, right? He was like, oh, yeah, he was real cool. He's like my little brother, da, 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 da. Because the orientation leader was a year older than him, and then the guy was a year older than me. So orientation leader at the time was a junior, and the other guy was a sophomore, and I was a freshman. So, yeah. The orientation leader was like, oh, yeah, he's cool. He's like a little brother, da, 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 da. So I'm trying to see if he's going to say, like, anything to where here he's like, oh yeah, he's talked about you, or oh yeah, he likes you, you know, anything. He ain't giving me nothing, y'all. Orientation, he is a bolt, and I feel like he was holding stuff back because I'm real good at like reading people, because I would be asking him stuff. He's like, oh yeah, da, 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 da. And he'll be saying stuff, and I'll go like a little, like an inch further with my questions, but it wasn't giving like, oh yeah, I'm trying to find out he liked me. So I still wasn't giving that. It still wasn't obvious that I liked the guy. But I would see him think. So when people think, typically, you know, their eyes start to move and things like that. And that's what was happening. So I'm like, no, you thinking about what you saying too hard. Because when I was asking you these other questions, we was having a regular conversation. You wasn't doing all that. You was just having a conversation. You wasn't pausing or talking more slowly or anything, or talking slowly or anything like that. But now I'm asking you about him and more about him. You like, well, yeah, he's da 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 and da 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 da. And I'm like, dude. So he knew, I feel like he knew something. Okay. He didn't give nothing. You know what I mean? But for me, I'm like, if y'all friends and y'all like tight like y'all say y'all are, even if he didn't tell you he liked me like that, he would definitely say something about me. You know what I mean? He would definitely be like, oh yeah, Luke's cool. Or, oh yeah, have you talked to Luke? Or, oh yeah, do you know Luke? I would have came up in the conversation somehow, I feel like. Nah, y'all, he didn't give me nothing. He didn't give me nothing. And I remember me and my friend was walking. We were walking to the dining hall, and I remember seeing the guy that I liked, and he was walking the opposite direction. So I was walking straight. He was, what, does that make sense? So yeah, we were on the same sidewalk. I was coming towards him. He was coming towards me. Does that make sense? So, and he was with a group of friends, and I was with my friend. I don't know if I had other people with me or no, I think it was just me and her. And he was with one or two people or something like that. And he was like, oh, hey. And since he, oh, that's what it was. Now I remember. Okay. I know y'all probably like, he was giving way too much energy into this. But hey, okay. I'm going back to my 18-year-old self. But I remember walking. He was like, hey. He called my full name. Not my first and last name. And I wasn't nobody who ever went around. Like, now you guys know me as Luke P. Sanders. But I don't even say what the P stands for. He said what the P stood for. He said, hey, Luke Blank Sanders. I was like, hey, I said, how you know my phone? He caught me off guard. So I wasn't mad, but it was kind of like I was laughing. It was like a laughing undertone when I said, I was like, hey, you know my full name. And he was like, I have my ways. I said, I was like, okay, at that point, I was like, yeah, he, if he know my name, he looking, okay, he looking for me. He's checking for me because I don't share my middle name. That's information. So what I did, because this is how. I was serious, okay? I was serious about this dude, okay? My friend, that was my best friend at the time, who was around, we were around each other all the time, she was an RA as well. Or she was in the RA, or she worked at the her front desk for her dorm building. So, because a lot of times when she would, because their shifts were super short, they were like only an hour or two because it was college students. So her shift was like an hour or two, and it was like a weekend night shift, so it was nobody coming. So I remember it was me and her. We were down there and she was doing her shift. I was like, oh, that's what I, Jesus, the plot line thickens. Okay. I was like, can you check in the computer and see how he would, because I was like, how could he find my name? I was like, oh, okay, he does work in the same building as I do. So, because for us to come into our buildings, and then that was universal for all the dorm buildings. Well, no, our, I don't know if he had to have a key or what, but anyway, for our dorm building, you have to swipe your ID to get in, or you had to scan your ID. So your ID has your ID number on your face, your full name, so your first, last, and middle name on it. So I was like, okay, he must have, because I was told that whenever somebody comes in, it pops up on the computer. And then even if it don't pop up, you still can go in the computer and search the people that's living there. So I was like, he must have went in the computer and searched me. And I was like, she was like, yeah, that's the only way he can do it. And I was like, that makes sense to me. I don't, there is no way he's could have known my name. Cause even in our handbook, it doesn't say your full name with your middle name. It might say your first and last, but it wouldn't say your middle name. So I'm like, that's the only possible way he can know my name is by searching me or seeing when I came in the building. And for, he had to have searched me cause I don't, unless he had wrote it down or something like that, or it just stuck in his mind, but it, yeah, for him to remember my middle name for me coming in and showing my ID to the thing to buzz in or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, he had to search my name. I'm like, oh, okay, he think he gonna search me. I was like, search him. And I guess the thing is universal, even though we wasn't in the building that we lived in. So she searched him, and I made sure she found his name. Oh, and also on the IDs, it has your birthdays. So I remember she searched him. And she found his name. I was like, there we go. So I remember his middle name. I was like, okay. So then I can't say his name. I'm not going to say his name. But I was like, And then I remember his birthday. I was like, oh, so I was, we both cancers. And that, I'm gonna tell you about that later too. So we're both cancer. So we're both born in July, not far apart. Like we're days apart, actually. I don't think we're a week apart. So yeah, I remember I saw him like the next day or whatever. I was like, hey, blank, blank, blank. He was like, how you know my name? And I did what he did to me. I said, I have my ways. And I know that really was, I know he was really like, whoa. Because he can look me up because he worked there. I wasn't an RA. So, and I didn't work at a, I don't think my friend was an RA though, because I don't think first person could be an RA. And we were both RAs, but she was definitely a desk attendant. So, yeah, I had to look him up and, yep. And that, I know that shocked him. But yeah, he would do stuff like that, like look my name up for sure or make sure he knew my name and then say it. And when he said it, that was nobody. Well, yeah, high school. I remember. I don't know how the hell they knew in high school. But I remember one dude said my name, and it didn't do nothing. For one, he kind of got on my nerves. But when he said my full name, it did something to me. So now, and I'm like, he kind of ruined it for me because I don't like, because of course my family knows my full name. So I remember later, years later, family members were like, oh yeah, Luke Blank Sanders. I was like, oh, please don't say that. Because now it's like, it's a sexy thing for me, so I definitely don't want my family saying it. But now I'm like, yeah, I definitely would like my man to call me Luke Blank Sanders, okay? yeah, so I really don't know why nothing happened. I really don't know why. Unfortunately, I have a lot of stuff in my life that didn't happen, and it could have happened. I don't know why, you know? I really don't know why. But I remember I transferred school, so I remember telling him I was about to transfer. And I think a lot of guys do this because I was at, child, I didn't even a lot of colleges, okay? I remember my third school semester, I was like, oh yeah, you know, maybe we could do this next semester. I was never that type of dude, even if I didn't, because even if I didn't know if I was staying at that school, I was still just in a moment type of person. So I'm like, I'm not about to wait till the next year or the next semester to do something. So I think in his mind, he probably thought, oh, yeah, well, I'll just kind of see how next semester plays out. Then I'll really make my moves. So when I told him I was leaving school, he wasn't like mad, but it was definitely like a disappointed. Like, I'm a little frustrated, you know, undertone. He was like, why are you leaving the school? Like, what happened? He was like, now you leaving. So it was definitely that. But yeah, I think that's probably what's going through his mind. He probably thought he had more time. Listen, you can't, you know, you're playing with people's time. You can't be thinking that you have more time than you do. Can't be scared. You gotta be in the moment. And for me, I'm like, dude, because I don't remember exactly what I would do, but I would leave all these openings for him to say what he felt or say if he liked me. I would open up the door. I would start the conversation. And then he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't say or do nothing. And at that point, I wouldn't even need for him to say, oh, I like you. I was just looking for him to give me more. He was just giving me, like, it was very lukewarm. It wasn't even warm what he was giving me. Well, it might have been a little warm. What's the notch above lukewarm? It was between lukewarm and warm. So it definitely wasn't giving hot. So, yeah, it wasn't giving that. And, yeah, he just never made his move. You know, I gave him a chance. And I'm like, dude, you a whole other grade level than me. You're a sophomore. I'm a freshman. You're another year older than me. So I'm like, if anybody should be taking the initiative or the role, or taking the initiative or the, I don't know what the hell I said, but taking the initiative, it should be you. It shouldn't just be me, or it shouldn't be me. But, you know, he didn't make the move. And I'm like, yeah, I can't be doing everything now, you know. But I can't remember what I would do or say. But I remember talking to my friend about it. She's like, yeah, you pretty much, you know, opened up the door. And he didn't really step in. So, yeah. But I remember the funny thing is, another friend from high school, she was younger than me. We kind of reconnected because we were real cool. That's when we met was my senior year. And I think a year or two. No, it was the year after, actually. We reconnected. And we, you know, started exchanging stories and getting close. And, even closer when we were in high school, because at this point, we both grown. So I was telling her about him. And because she had went to the same school after the year after. Because she was a year before me. So she was a junior when I was a senior in high school. So she went to that school a year after. And she met him. But dude had a twin brother. They were fraternal twins, so let's get that straight. I wasn't getting confused on who was who. And I think I only saw his brother in passing once. I definitely think that he would look better than his brother. No shade to the brother. Not that the brother is ugly, but I definitely think I got the better choice. I remember my friend said she had one on a date with his brother. And then somebody else or her friend and I went on a date with the guy that I had liked at the time. And she was like, yeah, the brother was weird and da-da-da-da. And it was just giving very awkward. And then she was like, well, I actually like him better. I was like, wait a minute. I said, no, even though, you know, because I had talked to him that year. And even after I had left his school, I was just like, hey, it was like, hey, how you doing? Pretty much. I think it was like, because we follow each other on social media. And he gave me a very dry response. I was like, okay, yeah, he's pretty much done. And then I remember either I got a new Instagram account or something. And I tried to, I looked him up, and then his account is private now. It wasn't private when I first followed him, when we followed each other that year. But the next year, he made it private, I believe. Either the year or the year after that, so a year or two after. I was like, yeah, he done made it private. I don't know what he hiding, but okay. I'm trying. It was some tea that I'm trying to think of. Can't remember the tea. Has something to do with social media, though, and him looking at my story or something like that. And I remember I posted about it, and I got a lot of views off of that. Yeah, I remember posting something on my story about that. I didn't say his name, of course, and at that time, I wasn't even out publicly, but I remember it said something. I was like, oh, I see who watching now. Because I think he had looked at my story or something. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, my friend was like, yeah, I actually thought he was cute. I was like, mm-mm. I was like, he's mine, he's... yours. It's so crazy now I'm telling this story like years later. I mean, I can remember it like it was yesterday when 3 years had passed, because I had talked about the whole story on one of my podcasts in 2020. I think it was actually like the premiere episode, I think. Yeah. So I had talked about it 3 years later, but now fast forward 7 years later, I don't remember the details as much as I did then. So if you want to know more about the story, go back and look and listen to Luke's Crazy Journey on all podcast platforms. I think the episode is titled My Atypical College Journey, and it's a 2-part episode, so part one and part two. So the very first two episodes of the show. Yeah, make sure you go back and listen to that, because, yeah, that's the whole tea. I remember having way more tea and way more details, because I'm kind of blanking on a few things. Yeah, more than a few, because I had all the details and all the facts then. But, and especially I had never talked about it publicly at that point. Until that point, I mean, so. Yeah, that was a time. Yeah, I don't know, yeah. Even now, I'm like, dang, that was so disappointing, because that could have been, like, my first love. That could have been my first relationship. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be. You know, now I'm like, okay, Lord, and I'm like, okay. I'm 24. I ain't never been in no relationship. So I'm like, okay. I was a little patient before. Well, yeah, I was a little patient. I got more patient as I got older. At first, when I was a teenager, I was like, oh, I feel like I was going to die if I didn't get a man. I really wanted a boyfriend so bad. But now, you know, getting older, I was like, oh, you know, it happened when it happened. And then I would have my moments like, oh, dang. I could use some, you know, somebody to talk to or somebody to be with. But now I'm like, okay, I'd have been patient somewhat. So, you know. This is a bit old, given very 40-year-old virgin, you know what I mean? To not have been in a romantic relationship. I ain't even had a friends with benefit. I'm like, okay, I need something, you know? And it's not that I want to just take any and everything or any and everybody, but I need something to work with, okay? Because I don't know why I was about to say these eggs ain't getting no younger. Like, I got eggs. I don't know where the hell that came from. Anyway, yeah, I would definitely like to be in a relationship. But it might just be I need to just work on some more stuff. You know, I might just need to heal from some more stuff. Because I was telling somebody, as an adult, I've never been in a foundational state as far as like, because I moved a lot for college. So I was in different states and different cities and, you know, mental health stuff as far as like depression and stuff like that and healing from past experiences. So I'm like, maybe I just need to work on me more, you know, and maybe I just need to live in one city for a while and just make sure I'm good financially. Just make sure I have all the foundational stuff before I go and, you know, and meet somebody, you know, and do something I've never done as far as being in a relationship. So that's the way I look at it now. But I'm like, dang, okay, it's giving very much, you know, I want to be in a relationship. Come on now. I mean, hell, teenagers even be in a relationship. So I'm like, dang, I'm 24 and I still ain't been in a relationship. So, like I said, it's giving very much 40-year-old virgin. But yeah, that was a lot of tea, wasn't it? Well, as much tea as I can give you. Oh, and then also during that time, I thought I was going to give my virginity away because I was actually ready. I had, you know, make sure I was clean. I was about to meet this dude, and I was actually settling because he wasn't giving what he needed to give. He stood me up. And I remember seeing him in person, and he just had like a cloud over him. He just looked so sad. I don't know what that was, but, you know, bless him, Lord, help him, because I had never seen that over somebody. He just looked so down, so I don't know what that was about, so help him, Lord. So, yeah, that didn't happen. And then, yeah, it was this one dude in our building. He was known to be gay. I think he was out, as far as I know. We knew he was gay. He liked me, and he wasn't given what he needed to give, you know what I mean? He wasn't attractive. I didn't find him attractive. And then I just, as somebody who's forceful, I don't vibe off of that. You know what I mean? I vibe off of intentional and being intentional, you know, and telling you like me, but I don't like the forcedness of it. I don't like that. That you gotta, you know, play it easy, you know, tread lightly. And I remember he was like, even though he didn't say he liked me, but it was definitely given, like, I like you. And he would definitely, you know, see me and throw out, because we live in the same building. So he would see me here and there, and it was definitely given, he was definitely giving that energy. And I remember we was in the same room, and I was doing homework with my friend, and I had my headphones on. So sometimes we would do that, if I can remember correctly. We would just do our work together. And for me, honestly, that would be easier. So I would do my homework, she would do our homework. Either one of us have the headphones on or both of us or whatever. So we would just do that. I remember him, we were in the same, because we were in like a conference room in my dorm room building. He came in, I was like, oh, Lord, here he come with his bullshit. And it wasn't the fact that he was gay. It was just, his energy was just weird. And because at that point, it had came out to myself, came out to my brother, came out to her, you know, my friend at the time. So wasn't that. But he was like, oh, it's cold outside. Let me shake your hand. I'm like, now you reaching. He's like, oh, it's really cold. I need to shake your hand again. I'm like, okay. Like, you doing too much, you know? So. But I remember talking to somebody else who, I think we went to middle school together. And he had went to that college. And I remember he would kind of even, you know, he would give me lustful looks. But I don't know. I don't know why I really didn't go after him. I don't know, because I knew he liked me because of the energy he was giving, but I just didn't go after him. But I remember talking to him later, and then I told him about my sexuality. He was like, well, dang, I wish I would have known that, because if he was here, I would have, you know, we could have kicked it. We could have made it happen, pretty much, is what he said. But coming to find out years later, he wasn't super careful, you know, when it comes to protection, and he actually caught something, unfortunately. And I'm not saying that as a shameful thing, but I'm just saying that it's just what happened. And then come to find out, when we was talking, he told me that he was with the dude. He was, because it was known gay people. I don't even know. Yeah, because nobody knew who the DL people were. I didn't know who the DL people were. We didn't have to hook up with that. There wasn't a lot of open gay people on our campus. So he was like, yeah, me and a dude, you know, we hooked up. The dude who was shook my hand twice. I was like, you got one of him? I'm like, he wasn't even giving what he's supposed to give. He was like, yeah. He was like, da-da-da-da, and they weren't even that good. And yeah, he was giving me the tea. I didn't even ask for it, but he gave it to me. For whatever reason, people be feeling comfortable to share any and everything with me, even on accident. I have to ask people not to tell me stuff, because I remember at that same college, my first college, this one girl, she was real cool. We had a lot of classes together, and real, real cool. And she was like, yo, I'm from the same city, so can you, you know, you mind giving me a ride home? And she was like, I'll give you some gas money. So she was real cool. She gave me like 20 plus. Yeah, she didn't have to give me gas money because I was going to the same city. So that was a nice gesture. It really was. I took it now. I'm glad I did take it. Okay. But, and it was a nice amount. To me, it was $20 plus. So, and the school was only like an hour and a half away. And because I was in the same city, I thought it was a nice amount. So, hey. But yeah, I remember we was talking on the way back to the city. And this was, this was during Thanksgiving break. So I was on the way back home for Thanksgiving break. And she was telling me about this dude that was in a lot of our classes. And me and him were cool. You know, I had thought about him like, you know, I was like, oh, he cute, he cool. So I had thought about him a couple times, but I hadn't like, oh, I like him and da da da. I hadn't thought about him like that. You know, I mean, I hadn't thought about it deeply or anything like that. It was very light and very surface what I was thinking about with him. But she told me her and dude, they hooked up a couple times. And she was like, it was good. She was like, homeboy was packing. I was like, girl, like, please stop. Like, I don't want to, because for me, I'm very imaginative, and I'm a visual person. So if I know something, it's going to be hard for me to look at somebody in the same way. And she was like, I can show you. I was like, no, don't show me. And she was the person that was like, no, I'm going to show you anyway. So she goes to her phone, and thank God she couldn't find it, because I'm like, girl, I would never be able to look at him the same way, because we were real cool. We were friends. So I was like, girl, don't do it. You know what I mean? But I like her her game though, cause she wasn't like tomboyish, but she was still like she was cool with the dudes. So she kind of like spoke the lingo of a dude as far as like she was just real laid back and cool. So I thought they was just cool, cause I would see them talk in class, and I'm like, okay, yeah, they're just cool. They're just friends. Evidently, one thing led to another. Okay, child, she was like he. I was like, oof. Well, okay. So thank God she didn't show me the picture. Because it's one thing to know that he, you know, he got a lot going on down there. As Candy Bird said, what'd she say? His love down under. I think that's what she says. Oh, no, his love below. Yeah. Thank God I just knew it, but I didn't see it. Now, if I saw it, it would have been hard to look at. But me knowing that, I was able just to kind of brush over it. So when I did see him for probably like the last 4 weeks, last 3 or 4 weeks of the semester, I was cool. It was cool. So I was like, thank God. But your homegirl was like, show me in everything, okay? I don't know if it's that she just didn't care, you know, that people knew what he was working with, or that she just trusted me that much. But she was about, yeah, she was like, yeah, he was laying in. I was like, girl, it's like, shut up. And then I remember that same friend, not that same friend, but that one friend I was telling you about who went to that college a year later and went on a date with the guy that I had liked at the time, the guy that I thought liked me, with his twin brother. And she had told me that, the guy she was dating at the time, she was like, because that already had passed, her going on a date with him, which is twin brother, so she was dating somebody else, but they were in a long-distance relationship at the time. Well, I think the whole relationship. But she was like, yeah, and he, you know, they hadn't done anything, but because they were in long distance, but she was like, yeah, he be sending me stuff, and I'm going to show you. Yet again, I was like, girl, don't show me, because I told her, I'm a visual type of dude. I said, now, if you don't want me to think about your man like that, then don't show me what he's working with. So then, no, I'm going to show you anyway. But then she stopped. I was like, thank God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Yeah, I don't want to see people's man like that. I'm not that person. I don't like the blurred lines. I don't like to know how your man is laying low and spreading it wide. According to Miss Evelyn Braxton. That's her term. Oh, my God. I ain't never heard that. Laying low and spreading it wide anyway. Catch that on Braxton Family Values Season 1, Episode 10 for the season finale. On the season finale, but when that aired 13 years ago, which is crazy. No. Yeah, 13 years ago, which is crazy to think. But, yeah. I don't want to know all that. You know, you can say, me and my man, we cool. You know, we have a good time. That's all, because I do want to, I want to know that, you know, you're being taken care of in that way. Because if you're not, you need to find somebody else, because that's a very vital role. But I don't need to know, his size, and yeah, he big, and yeah, he this, and yeah, he did that, and yeah, I did that. No, I don't want to know all that. I'm cool. Not with my friends, or of course not with family. So, no, I'm cool. I'm good. I don't need to know that about people I'm interacting with or will interact with. I'm good on that. Because, yeah, I'm sorry, but if I get a boyfriend or a fiance or a husband or whatever, which hopefully that would happen. Okay, I'm manifesting it. It's definitely the goal and the plan. I ain't about to come on here and tell. I'm sorry for the people who thought, but I ain't about to come on here and tell y'all all the details. It's still just going to be about me. Okay? I'm not about to be sharing what he did, how he did it, what he got, what he working with, da da da. I'm going to give you that disclaimer now. I'm just going to give you, and even with this, I thought about, I'm like, well, dang, well, they have a problem with me doing, podcasts like this, but I'm like, even with this, I haven't told y'all my size. I haven't told y'all every single detail. So I'm still leaving some to the imagination. So, I mean, hopefully he thinks that, honestly. But yeah, anyway, this episode is hella, oh my God, this episode is 50 minutes. Good God. Okay. I kind of ran out of juice as far as like, stories to tell about guys in college, or the guys in that first college, because I still got stories, okay, about college dudes. I think I do. Well, since we're talking about college dudes, let's go ahead. Because the second college, I told you I went to a lot of colleges. Second college. That's when I became sexually active, but it wasn't like crush. I don't remember having a crush on anybody that I can think of. No, I can't remember. Yeah, no. So, I don't remember any crushes. Third college, definitely had crushes. So, third college, I had a few crushes. So, okay. The first time I went to school, it was summer when I first started, because I went in August. Second time I went to school, I went to school the semester after that, so it was winter. So, it wasn't that many people out, which is what because I'm from Indianapolis, so we were out all year, because it ain't no spring, summer, winter, and fall. It's just winter or summer. It's either hot or cold, so there's no in-between typically. So I wasn't used to people just coming out more when it's warm or hot, you know what I mean? So that, it was different when I went to college. And people's moods would change, and people's energy would change when it got cold. I'm like, what the hell? Because I remember somebody had told me that. I'm like, really? That's what we have? Because we did that here in Indianapolis. I'm like, yeah, we would never get nothing done. We went to, of course, I went to high school all year round, except for the summer. Well, kind of in the summer, because we went back in August. But, we were still laughing and joking, still had the same energy every single day we went to school. So it was very weird for me, for people to kind of like shut down. So I said all that to say, I went to that second school in January. So no, I didn't have any crushes. That's when I started, was in January. So no, there was no crushes I had at that school. But, well, dang, now that I think about it, I went to the third school in January too. But for whatever reason, when spring hit, more people were out and things like that. And hold on. I remember being on the phone with that, because we didn't go to the same school, of course. And at this point, I'm in a different state, Those first two schools were in the same state, but in different cities. But yeah, I was in a whole other state, but still in the Midwest. But yeah, I remember seeing a whole lot of fun. And at that point, I had came out to more friends. So I had came out to the friends I had went to in the second school and were friends at the time. And then, at the third school, I was more comfortable with my sexuality at the third school than I was ever before. So I remember it was a lot of fine men walking past. I was outside in between classes, and I think I was on FaceTime with her, with the girl who she dated the guy like twin brother. So I was on the phone with her, so we was FaceTiming, and I was like, dang, and I said it loud, I was like, because I remember, it was like, dang, and I was like, whew. Because either somebody was lotioned up or smelling good, or it was something that triggered it. Okay. I was like, dang, it's a lot of fine men out here. She was like, Luke, because she knew I went out. She was like, Luke, she was like, don't say that too loud. And I remember telling her, I was like, I don't care, girl. I said, it's true. And she was just cracking up. I really didn't care at that point when I said, I don't know what came over me. But I was like, yeah, I don't care. There's a lot of fine men. So I remember, and I don't think I was slick with it either with this particular experience. I remember picking up like an 8-week class. So an 8-week class is not a full 16-week class. So a 16-week class is that semester. So when it starts and ends, so January to May, or April for some people when they get out. So, but AP class is like pretty much like it's like the half of the semester. So you go from pretty much like March to May. So, yeah. Which 8 week classes for me are hell because the curriculum is doubled. Basically, they're cramming in what you would have learned in the first 8 weeks into those 8 weeks that you're going to that class. So it's hell. Because I remember doing that at the first college. It is hell. It's a bigger workload. It's a lot to remember. But yeah, so I remember it was this one dude in there. What did he get? It was something he had that was like, he either had a big butt or a big print. I think it was a big butt. And I remember just looking at it, gazing, even when he was sitting down. I didn't care. I remember this dude was looking at me. He was like, dang, you're not even going to try to. That's what he was looking at me. He was like, you really looking at you? I did not care. Okay? Yeah, I can't remember if it was a big, it was something he had, or maybe both. I don't know. But of course, I ain't never seen nothing. Okay? And now this, and then what I'm about to tell you next, this was the first time that this had happened, so I thought it was cool. And I'm like, yeah, I'm, how old am I here? So 2019. I'm 19, so I'm like, okay, yeah, this ain't never happened in all my years, especially during early puberty years, so I'm cool. Evidently, I was sticking too hard. One day, it was this one fine dude. He looked like he was a mixed dude. I think his hair was like brown, and he had braids, but he was real fine. And we were in this big auditorium. We were in an econ class. Econ class teacher or professional was he wasn't mean, so he wasn't an asshole. He was just uncultured, I would say. He would talk about people who are Canadian negatively. He would talk about his own adopted daughter who was Asian. He would like throw shade and say stuff that was off about that, you know. So he was just shady in a bad way. Anyway, sidebar. So, yeah, we were in an econ class, so it was a big class. Could have fit hundreds of people. But we were sitting in the same row. He was in the same row with me every single time we had that class. But I remember looking at him too hard one day, and I got hard. And it was towards the end of the class, so leaving the class, I was hard. I'm like, oh, my. And that had never happened to me. Like, I might have got hard maybe, you know, younger, like, a couple times. And I was able to, you know, hide it and play it off. Chad, I don't know if I had groomer or what, but this time it was very hard to play off, so I had to have my binder in front of me covering me up. I was like, oh, God. So I was like, I can't think like that anymore. And I don't even know if I was... I was thinking sexually. But I don't know if I was thinking sexually. I think I probably was. Yeah, I was... Yeah, it was getting very much rigid. I was like, oh, my God. I can't think about him like that again in public. And then it... Wait, was it... I remember it was... Was it two... Two Caucasian dudes or one Caucasian dude? That was one for sure. So when I got down there, because when you go to college, at least when I go, or when I went, I would go a few days early just to unpack and get online and get familiar with the campus if I could, you know, just to chill before classes, because I wouldn't want to go unpack the day before class in new class. That's just too much for me. So I went a few days earlier, and I didn't know where nothing was. I remember this dude, he took me in his car, he took me to Subway, and I thought that was real cool. Like, off bat, he didn't even know me. He was just in the same building I lived in, and he was like, I don't know how we met, but we was, well, I know how we met, but I don't know how we started talking. He was like, oh, hey, this is my name, oh, okay, cool, you know, we was talking about major. That's what the whole, if you go to college, that's all they talk about is your major. Oh, what's your major? You know, that's all they say. So then, you know, we talked and we went to Subway. So I thought that was cool. I don't know at what point I started liking him. I don't know. Anyway, I started liking him. We lived in the same building on the same floor, had the same bathroom. So our bathroom pretty much looks like a public bathroom. Like this, you know, with stalls and then like a few showers. Child, I remember he had came out the shower. He had a towel wrapped around his waist. He had no shirt on. And listen, I think I've said before in the past, I'm not like, my preference is the muscles. And I'm not like, oh, I need a muscle man or what, you know. But I don't discriminate, you know, either with guys who have muscles. Now, for me, it's not even about having big muscles. I just like muscles, period. So, he had a muscly body, a muscly chest and stomach and some arms. I was, and it was, he had just got out the shower, so he was still wet. I was like, sir, you better back up. Because I remember I had just took a shot. I think, I didn't even know he was in there. So I don't know if I had just got, yeah, I think I had just got a shower because I was getting ready for class. And I was doing my hair. That was the last thing I had to do, doing my hair. And then I was really, I remember that. That was the only time with dreads, that was the only time that I was really styling my hair. Like, I was doing styles that had never been done, or styles that I had never done. I remember I gave myself a French roll with a ponytail. I was really going in. I remember that. I was just really being creative with my hairstyles that semester. I remember that. So I was doing my hair. I was like, yeah. I came out the bathroom. I was trying to play it off because we had mirrors, of course. So I was looking in the mirror, so I saw him coming from behind. I was like, oh, hey. I was like, I didn't know you was in here. He was like, yeah. He's like, I just got done taking a shower. And we're in, like, what is it, the... Not the South, but the West. Because the school literally has West in the title of it. So we're in the West. So he kind of had like a Western accent. And he's like, yeah, I don't know how to do a Western accent. I was going to try. I'm sorry. I can't. I failed. he was like, yeah, I was in the shower. Yeah, I'm about to go to class. Da, 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 da. And he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, I see you doing your hair. I was like, yeah, I'm trying to figure something out. So our conversation was very short. I played it out very well. And I played like I wasn't looking at his body the whole time. I was like, sir, you better get out of here with just that towel on and just me and you. Because I'm like, I will, consensually, of course, I will take you in this shower and this towel off. Okay? Don't try me. But yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. And then I don't know why I did this. I remember at some point in the semester, he was like, oh, hey, you want to go to a baseball game to me? And I brushed him off. And I didn't even mean to. I think it was just nerves. I was like, oh, no, I can't go because I gotta do this. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay. I could tell I rubbed him the wrong way. I was like, dang, that was probably. And guys, they don't, you know. Now, unless they real persistent, they real, you know what I mean? But we're young. So to be that, it's not the norm. So for him, that was it. He stopped pursuing anything with me after that point. I would just say our egos are a bit more fragile. So yeah, that was it of that. Yeah. But I'm trying to think, is there any more? Yeah. And that was it. Those are the only three colleges I had been to. So that's it. Now this episode's over an hour long. Let me go ahead and stop, okay? So make sure you listen to Struggle Secrets. Make sure you listen to Struggle Secrets next Friday for the season 6 finale. And that one, I looked at the notes for that one before this episode. Now that one, you thought this was tea? Ooh, or not. Well, yeah, this one was tea, but this one is, the season finale is juicy. So make sure you listen to Struggle Secrets season 6 finale next Friday at 12:11 Central. Excuse me. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Struggle Secrets. And be safe and stay, crap. Is it? I forget. Yeah, struggle often and stay safe.